I wish to call your attention for this message to one of the most interesting incidents in the life of one of God's great prophets. The subject is, Are You There? You will find the text in 1 Kings 17:5. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. In order for you to understand the background of the text, I wish to read a number of verses from the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. It is a very familiar story. It reads as follows. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went, and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. Also, I wish to read just a verse out of a very familiar passage. This is on the occasion of Elijah calling the prophets of Baal together and putting them to the test. When the fire fell, they were convinced. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them and brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. You notice the particular emphasis I have given to the word there. May I call your attention again to the fifth verse in the text. So he went and did according unto the word or commandment of the Lord. God said to Elijah, Tell the people that it will not rain for 3 years and 6 months. And Elijah had the courage, had the spiritual audacity, had the faith to believe that God meant just what he said. And he told the wicked king Ahab what the Lord had said. When King Ahab refused to believe, Elijah replied, God said, Go, and that is enough for me. But Ahab didn't believe. And I doubt if very many people of that particular region, time, or generation would have believed the prophet. But God had one man who would believe. And so with an audacity that is remarkable, he told Ahab what would happen. After he told him what would happen, God told Elijah that it was time for him to hide. You know, some of us sometimes take the position that there is never a time to retreat. Any good general in history will tell you that there is always a logical time to fall back. But the time to fall back should never be a time of confusion. It should be the time of preparation to go forward again. I don't want you to get the idea that God was telling him to hide because God was afraid or because Elijah was afraid. Elijah may have been, but the word here does not even indicate that. God said, "You go and hide yourself by the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Here is the thought I want you to get. The safest place in all the world for you and me is in the will of God. Even when it appears that we are in a period of defeat and disaster, that is the safest place in the world. When you are in the will of God, it does not mean that you are always up in front, or as we say, on top. If you are in the will of God, you may have to hide by the brook until God's time for you to appear shall come. The most dangerous place in the world is outside the will of God. When God commanded Elijah to go down by the brook because he had commanded the ravens to feed him there, if he had gone up on the mountaintop, there would have been no ravens to bring the food. God had an appointed time and an appointed place and an appointed means of bringing his will to pass. To do this, there had to be coordination and cooperation. Coordination was God's part, and cooperation was Elijah's part in order to have God's plan thoroughly wrought out. I believe that if Elijah had said, "Lord, I don't want to hide. I'm not afraid." Or if he had said, "Lord, I don't like to live in the lowlands down by the brookside or in the valleys. I want to stay here or go up on the mountains," there would have been no meat or water for Elijah to eat and drink. God said, "I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." He went, and they did it, and he lived. While all the territory around about was becoming drier and drier, and finally becoming a parched land, Elijah, God's man, hid by the brook and was being well cared for. But it came to pass after a while the brook dried up, and Elijah had no water to drink, not a drop. God had told him to go there, and he was there. Have you ever been in a place where you were positive it was God's will, and all at once the brook dried up? Did the devil then say to you, "You're a fool. You were talking about God telling you he wanted you here, and here you are, without a drop to drink"? Then you say, "Well, I made a mistake. I didn't pray enough about that. I should have gone to the hills instead of here." When the brook dried up, did you begin to doubt and lose your faith in God? Did you begin to wonder just what it was all about? You know, this thing of obedience to God or being in the will of God is quite interesting at times. Obedience to God and living in the will of God does not always mean that you will always dwell in the realm of supreme abundance. I knew a man, I believe he was one of the godliest men I ever knew, who went bankrupt twice. He not only gave his tithe, but gave about 10% more. He once said, "I wonder why God won't let me prosper. I wonder when I obey as literally as I do God's commandment about the tithes and offerings, why can't I prosper?" I knew that man for about 25 or 30 years. I don't believe there was a more holy man than he. Perhaps if he had made money, he wouldn't have been so holy. I do know that both the times he went bankrupt, the courts forced him to it, he sold clothes until he could pay every dollar back with interest. I do know that in his hometown, after that, he could borrow money at any time on his word, where twice he was forced into bankruptcy. Have you ever been in the dried up places and wondered if you were in God's will or not? Have you begun to doubt when the blessings did not come like they had been coming? Have you begun to doubt when you did not get as much water last night as you did the night before, spiritually speaking? You know it doesn't say so, but I have a notion that when the water dried up, the ravens quit flying over that way, and the meat stopped coming too. Here is a man, according to the word of God, who came up against a blank wall. The water stopped, and I think the food did too. You may be in the will of God and come up against that same blank wall, and then a crisis is reached. Not a crisis with God, but a crisis with yourself. I'm constrained to believe that Elijah held on and did not doubt that God would take care of him because he had done according to the word of the Lord, and he was there. Behold, God said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And I believe that if he had gone in any other direction, he would have gone hungry and thirsty. But God said, you go over there, and a widow woman will be there. And he went, and behold, the widow woman was there. That brings me to this statement. The poor widow woman thought she was about to starve to death, but she was there by the appointment of Almighty God. She was gathering a few little sticks and to bake the last morsel of bread, and evidently she had given up hopes of living. God said, however, that she would be there, and she was there. And God told Elijah to go there, and he went there. God's man in the right place saved the life of one of God's children in the right place. They were both there. When two of them were there, God was there. Elijah told the widow, you make me a little cake out of that meal. She replied, I can't do it. I will starve. But Elijah said, don't you know that if you do this, God will take care of you? You take care of God's appointment, and he will take care of yours. She made the cakes, and she and he and her son were taken care of because the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. They ate many days because he was there, and she was there, and God was there. You can read the story in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. Now when God's enemies had almost wrecked God's people, Elijah put them to the test. Elijah took them down there and slew them, and the people cried out, the Lord, he is God. Do you catch the implication of the message? Are you there? There is God's will. And if you are appointed under the commandment of the Lord, be there wherever there is. Not just a location, a physical location, but if you will be there in God's will, not only will God provide for your spiritual welfare, but he will use you to save the life or the soul of somebody else. And if you are there in God's will, not only will you save someone else, but you will be where God can speak to you. And if the brook dries up, he can lead you to another brook. If you come up against a blank wall, be still and know that there is a God. He has many places where he might put you and make you a saving factor in that particular locality. How do you know but that God has put you there, wherever you are as you listen to my voice, in order that some other spiritually hungry soul there may come in contact with him through you. And Elijah went and did according unto the word of the Lord. Shall we do it? When our will coincides with the will of God, and when time and circumstances coordinate with the will of God, then everything that happens to us is for our good and for his glory. Let us be sure to it, to see to it that when God says, go there, we shall be found in God's appointed place, doing his will, and then we may truly trust him for all the changing circumstances of life. May God bless you richly as you seek to know and to do his will.